平安。
Peace be with everyone tonight.
我想继续跟大家来学习立志讨神的喜悦。
I'd like to continue studying the topic, strive to please God.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
And rather, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.2 Corinthians 5, verse 9.
所以请你读吧。第五章第九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him.
这里说，我立的志向，这前面说，无论住在身内，离开身外，我立的志向要得主的喜悦。
And here it says, whether in the present or in absence, we make it our aim to please God.
我们基督徒有一个新的生活目标。
The Christian has a new life goal or aim.
就是在生活中要得到神的喜悦。
And that is that in our lives, we would strive to be pleasing to God.
为什么?
And why is that?
结论一句话就是神是我们的主。
And one phrase can summarize it all. It is because He is our Lord.
或者说，神就是我们的老板。
Or God is our boss.
神是创造我们的神。
He is the God that created us.
所以他对我们有主权。
Therefore, He has a sovereignty over us.
因此我们是在他的掌控之下。
Therefore, we are under His, His authority.
因此我们要讨他的喜欢。
And therefore, we should make it our aim to please Him.
第二个。
The second,
神是救我们的神, 救赎我们的神。
God is a God that saved us.
他用宝血把我们从魔鬼手里买出来。
He used his precious blood to deliver us, redeem us from Satan.
既然他付出赎价，所以我们是被他赎的，是属于他的。
And because he has paid the price for us, we belong to him.
所以我们讨他喜欢，这应该的。
And so therefore, it is right for us to strive to please him.
第三个。
And thirdly,
我们刚刚所读的。
Just as we read right before.
他是审判的主。
He is a Lord that judges.
我们每一个人都要面对他的审判。
And one day we all must appear before his judgment seat.
就是要算账。
And so we must pay our dues.
所以啊。要讨他喜欢，这本来就是应该这样。
And so it is natural for us to be be found well pleasing to him.
那当我们要讨神喜欢，我们发现一个很大的困难。
So when we try to strive to please God, we sometimes find some difficulties involved.
就是我们跟神不是对等的。
It's one which is we are not equal with God.
人跟人是对等的，你也是人，我也是人。
Now people they're equal to other people.
所以有时候要讨人喜欢哦，也不简单啊。
And so sometimes it's really difficult to try to please someone.
还是讨你的太太、先生喜欢都很难。
For example, trying to please your husband or your wife, sometimes that may be challenging.
有时候讨你的老板喜欢也很难。
Or trying to please your employer might be even more difficult.
那现在啊，当父母的就要讨小孩子喜欢也很难啊。
But now, as parents, we try to please our children. That may even be difficult.
但是我们都是人啊。
But we're all humans.
那你如果这样想，你就想人跟神这不是对的。
And so, if we think about where we are, humans and God are not equal in the slightest respect.
神是高高在上。
And God is almighty and way up high.
他坐在至高之处。
He sits in the highest place.
在神看起来，我们像。微尘好像没有一样。
And to God, we are like a dust, even nothing.
那这个差这么多，你怎么去讨他喜欢？
And so with such a great contrast, how can we even begin and fathom to please him?
第二个。
And second.
神是这么完全。
And God is so perfect.
他的完全就是表现在主耶稣身上。
And his perfection is manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是这么不完全。
And we are we are found so lacking and imperfect.
所以一个这么不完全的人，你怎么能够去讨那个完全的神喜欢？
So how can a person so lacking and with so much weakness try to be found well pleasing in front of a perfect God?
但是我们看圣经就给我们一条路了。
But if we look in the scripture, it gives us a way.
要怎么讨神喜欢?
How shall we be found pleasing to him?
要有信心。
We must have faith.
人非有信就不能得神的喜欢。
If a person does not have, unless a person has faith, he cannot please God.
第一个要相信有神。
And so first of all, we must believe that there is a God.
第二个要相信他会赏赐那寻求他的人。
And second, we must believe that he will grant to those who seek him.
所以不要条件。
And so there is without condition.
不，神不看你的外貌，神不看你的家世，神不看你的背景，神不看你的成就。
God doesn't judge us based on our appearance, based on our family, based on our success in this world.
这些在人看起来很重要，在神都不看。
In front of people, these things are all very important, but in front of God, these things are useless.
那神看什么？
So what does God look at?
看你的心里面。
He looks into
our 对主耶稣有没有信心。
He looks in our hearts to find, see if we have faith towards Jesus Christ.
如果有信心,
if we do have this faith,
我们就可以跟神和好。
Then we can be reconciled with God.
因为因信就可以称义。
Because through faith, we may be justified.
不管我们过去犯多少罪,
no matter how many sins we've committed in the past,
只要相信主耶稣,
if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
接受洗礼,
and we receive and accept the baptism,
我们就跟神和好了。
Then we will be reconciled with God.
就是神的爱子。
And we will be children of God.
是神所喜悦的。
And those who are found pleasing before God.
就是这么简单。
It is that simple.
这是不对等的，但是答案很简单，你要信。
So even though we're so unequal before God, the answer that we must strive for is to believe.
圣经对我们有很多的应许。
The Bible has many promises for us.
差不多你每一个困难，圣经都可以找到应许。
And almost every difficulty you're facing can be, there's a promise in the Bible that may solve it.
我们不快乐吗？
Are you unhappy?
主耶稣说，我要叫我的喜乐让你满足。
The Lord Jesus says that my joy will be, you will find a satisfaction in my joy.
我们没有平安吗？
Are you not at peace?
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus said,
在我里面你有平安。
In me,you will have peace.
我没有力量吗？
Are you found lacking in strength?
圣经说神要让我们重新得力。
The Bible says that God will allow us to renew our strength.
我们很孤单吗？
Are we lonely?
主耶稣说我要做你的朋友。
The Bible says that the Lord Jesus says he will be our friend.
所以我们每一个问题圣经都有答案。
So every one of our problems there is an answer in the scriptures.
那神对我们有很多的应许。
And God also gave us a lot of promises.
那这个人跟神不对等，他怎么会看到我们的需要呢？
And so why would a God that is so high above us consider our needs?
就是我们的信。
It's due to our faith.
因为信，所以神就把他的应许成全在我们身上。
Because of our faith, because we believe, God will fulfill his promises onto us.
那每一个人都有不同的需要。
And we all have different needs.
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus said,
你要相信得着就必得着。
If you believe and believe that you'll receive it, then you will receive it.
所以就是信使我们跟神和好。
And this is how faith allows us to be reconciled and be pleasing before God.
来讨神喜欢。
To be found pleasing to God.
所以我们要追求信心的长进。
And so we must strive for growth in our faith.
那我们再来看，那第二个，那我们要怎么来讨神喜欢呢？除了信。
Secondly, besides our faith, how can we be found pleasing before God?
我们看约翰一书。
Now let's turn to John, First John.
第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
二十二节。
First John 3 verse 22.
还有二十三节。
First John 3 verses 22 and 23. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment.
我们怎么知道神喜悦我？
So how do we know that God is pleased with us?
这里告诉我们有一个标准。
Here it gives us a standard.
第一句话，
first,
我们一切所求的就从他得着。
It says, whatever we ask, we receive from him.
一切所求就是我们心里所愿的，或是我们祷告向神求的。
So whatever we ask, meaning whatever we desire in our hearts, or whatever we ask of the Lord in prayer.
就从他得着。
We receive from him.
这个就表示说我们生活有很多神的恩典。
This means that in our lives there is a lot of God's grace.
所以我怎么知道神喜欢我呢？
So how do I know that God is pleased with me?
如果神喜欢我，我有很多神的恩典。
If God is pleased with me, my life will be reflected with abundance of grace.
天天有神的恩典，常常有神的恩典。
And every day will be full of His grace.
这个就是神爱我们的证明。
And this is the evidence of His love towards us.
比方说，这个父母很爱小孩子。
For example, a parent loves his or her child.
我们看到现在小孩子玩具好多。
And we see that the child has many toys.
你买一个新给他，他玩了几个小时，他不要。
And when the child plays with a new toy for a few minutes, then his attention turns elsewhere.
所以有的家庭有几十个、几十套玩具，有上百个玩具。
And so some families have up to hundreds of toys for their kids.
那要花钱啊。
And this involves a lot of money.
那你怎么会去买那个？
And so why would the parents go out and buy these toys?
因为你喜欢你的孩子，你要讨他高兴。
Because they love their children and they want to please them.
所以神喜欢我们。
And so since God loves us.
因着我们的需要，神会给我们。
Therefore, God will give us all of our needs.
所以这才说我们所求的就从他得着，因为我们行遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦。
And that is what it says in 22. Whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
所以要得到神的喜欢，有条件的。
So to be found pleasing to God, there's a condition.
就是要遵守他的命令。
That is to keep his commandments.
行他所喜悦的事情。
And do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
好，那我们再来看，到底什么样的事情是神所喜悦。
And so let us examine what are the things that are pleasing in his sight.
23节。
Verse 23.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，并且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And this is his commandment that we should believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment.
这里讲啊，我们要行神所喜悦的事情，就是遵守他的命令，有两件事情。
Here it says that we must do the things that are pleasing in his sight, and there are two of these things.
第一个要信耶稣基督的名。
First, we must believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一点我们现在都有了。
And this is something that we all have.
你看，我们大家都信了耶稣了。
It's something we have all done. We all believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是第二点呢？
But the second,
我们要努力的。
It's something that we must work on.
照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
That we should love one another as he gave us commandment.
那为什么这样神就会喜悦我们？
And so why would God be pleased with us if we do these things?
我们彼此相爱，那神就很喜悦我们。
Because if we love each other, God will be pleasing to God.
In 24 节。
And because in verse 24,
遵守神命令就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
It says, "Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him."
主要的关键就是，如果我们遵守神的命令，我们跟神就非常的亲密。
The key is that whoever keeps his commandments will have a close, intimate relationship with God.
那所以神住在我们里面，我们也住在他里面。
And so God will abide in us and us in him.
因此这个彼此相爱，这个人跟人之间的彼此相爱，会使人跟神之间啊更亲密。
And so if people love one another, this will cause them to have a closer relationship with God.
所以我们跟神之间的关系其实是看不见的。
And so our relationship with God is actually invisible.
那个是上下的关系。
Because it is a top-down relationship.
那我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系，这是横的关系。
But we have a horizontal or parallel relationship with our brothers and sisters.
所以这些圣经就告诉我们，如果我们要跟这个神的关系好哦，我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系一定要好。
And so here in 1 John it tells us that if we want to have a good relationship with God, we must first establish a good relationship with our brothers and sisters.
所以你要相爱啊，然后神就住在我们里面，我们就住在神里面。
And so we must love one another and God will abide in us and we will abide in him.
所以有时候我们如果有这样的想法哦，我只要神，其他人我都不管。
So sometimes,
这个观念是错误的。
Sometimes we have the mindset that all I want is God and nobody else. This may be a misconception.
所以讲到祷告，讲到做圣工，我很喜欢。
And so when you talk about prayer, when you talk about doing holy work, you're the first one there.
那讲到教会的信徒，其他的信徒，这个我不关。
When we talk about people, when we talk about members in the church, we shy away from it.
这把它切作两段。
And we try to divide it into two distinct areas of our faith.
这个在圣经看起来是不对的。
And from the Bible standpoint, this is not correct.
如果我们跟神的关系好
，If our relationship with God is good，
我们一定会遵守他的命令。
Then we will abide and obey His commandments.
他的命令是什么？
What is his commandment?
彼此相爱。
To love one another.
那彼此相爱的结果是什么？
And what is the result of loving one another?
我们大家都很好啊，
it is
关系都很好。
We are all at peace with each other.
所以我们要看我们自己的信仰好，我跟神的关系好不好。
And so to determine whether our relationship with God is good or not.
第一个从最亲密的关系来看。
First, we must see it from the deepest relationship.
就是我们夫妻的关系好不好。
Which is whether or not we have a good relationship with our spouse.
你不可能一个人说跟神关系好，夫妻处不来的。
It's impossible for a person to have a good relationship with God, but not get along with their spouse.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为夫妻处不来，就是我们没有办法接纳他。
Because if you have problems or issues with your spouse, that means you cannot accept certain parts of their lives.
他可能有什么缺点。
There's probably some kind of weakness that they have.
我没有办法包容他。
That we're unable to accept or bear.
我没有办法赦免他。
We're unable to forgive them.
所以我们就没有办法关系没有办法好。
And so therefore we're unable to have a good relationship with them.
那这个没有办法包容赦免。接纳这个就是没有爱。
And if we are unable to bear, accept, or forgive them, then we lack love.
那这个就没有遵守神的命令。
Then this is against the commandment of God.
那跟神的关系就不好。
And so then our relationship with God will be broken.
所以不绝对不可能一个人跟神很好，跟大家都合不来。
So it's impossible for a person to have a good relationship with God, but not get along with others.
啊，家庭里面呢，大家都合不来啊，他们都是关系都很好，天天去做礼拜，这不可能。
And so it's impossible for a person to have nothing to do with their family and just go to church and to go to service.
如果我们家里面每一个人跟神的关系都很好，
if every one of our family members has a good relationship with God,
这个每一个人要遵守神的命令，
everyone will follow according to God's commandment.
那神的命令就是彼此相爱，
and His commandment is that we should love one another.
那家庭如果彼此相爱，家庭像天堂一样。
And if the family has a mutual love, then it will be just like heaven on earth.
你会发现你很想回家。
You will find that you long to go home every day.
回了家很喜乐。
And when you go home, you find a sense of extreme joy.
那离开家很想回去。
And when you leave your home, you long to return to it.
那这个家庭一定是神所喜悦的。
And this kind of a household is one that is pleasing in the sight of God.
为什么？
And why?
因为这个家庭遵守神的命令。
Because this family obeys God's commandments.
所以有时候我们这个家庭关系就是在反映我们的信仰。
And so many times, the relationship in our family reflects our faith.
你那个父母跟孩子合不来。
If a parent and a child does not get along,
你说这两个信仰都很好吗？
Then can you say that these two parties have good faith?
这个可能很困难。
This may be quite a stretch.
因为如果两代之间都有爱。
Because if the two generations have a love towards each other,
这个两代关系一定很好。
Then the relationship between the two parties will be good.
就没有代沟了。
And there will be no animosity towards each other.
Gap, 代沟。Generation gap.
And there will be no generation gap between them.
那这个两家庭生活就很好了。
And then they will live peaceably.
所以我们要得到神的喜悦哦，要从最近的开始，从我们自己家庭开始。
And so to be found pleasing to God, we must start from the basics, which is in our family.
那有时候我们常常会想。
So sometimes we may think.
那我在教会里面到底我有没有爱？
Do I have love at church?
有时候我们自己也搞不清楚我到底有没有爱。
Sometimes we're not even sure if we have love.
我想用从几方面我们来思考。
I think we can look at this from a couple of aspects.
首先来我们看加拉太书。
First, let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第三章。
In Galatians chapter 3.
28节。
Galatians 3 verse 28.
第三章28节。
Galatians 3 verse 28.
不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督里都成了一。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这个二十八节告诉我们
，Verse 28 tells us，
不分犹太人跟希腊人，就是不分种族。
Neither Jew nor Greek means there is no distinction between the races。
那这个种族包含的就是文化。
And races including culture。
不管他什么文化。
No matter what culture a person comes from。
然后不分是自主的、为奴的。
And neither slave nor free。
这个自主为奴就是社会地位。
Slave nor free refers to our status in society。
也就是说，你不管你爬到公司的老板、主管阶级，或者你在公司里面当雇员。
Which means no matter if you're an executive level in a corporation or just a regular employee。
那不管我们是男的或者女的。
And neither male nor female。
在基督里都合成一。
We are all one in Christ Jesus.
这个在讲什么？
What is this telling us?
就是不管我们是什么样的人，主耶稣都接纳。
This means no matter what kind of a person we are, the Lord Jesus Christ will accept us.
主耶稣是没有选择性的。
And he does not pick and choose who he accepts.
他都接纳。
He accepts all of us.
为什么？
Why?
因为他爱我。
Because of his mercy and love towards us.
所以有时候我们常常会发现我到底有没有爱心。
So sometimes we may think, do I actually have any love?
那我们就来想。
Then we can consider.
我们在教会里面有没有办法接纳每一个人？
In the church, are we able to accept every single person?
我们知道一般的教会就是聚会一个钟头。
We know that normally at church, the worship service lasts for an hour.
一个钟头完，大家都走了。
And after that hour ends, everyone goes their own ways.
所以这个一个钟头你就没有办法感受到彼此有太大的不同。
And so in that 1 hour, you cannot feel much of a difference between yourself and others.
因为你是坐在那边听个唱诗，然后完了你就走了。
Because all we're doing is sitting there listening to the message and singing hymns and then going off on our own way.
但是当我们强调教会是一体的。
But when we emphasize on the church as one body,
我们要常常在一起聚集。
We must often gather together in fellowship,
像一个家庭,
just like a family.
有团契,
we have fellowship.
所以当人一花时间在一起,
so when people spend more time with each other,
我们就发现很多不同。
We'll begin to realize a lot of differences.
第一个是种族不同。
The first is our the difference in race.
第二个是文化不同。
The second is difference in culture.
有的虽然相同的种族
and even though some may be from the same race
有的在这里长大有的在其他地方长大
but yet one grew up in the States and another in a foreign country
所以文化就不一样
and so therefore their background and their culture is different
那这个文化不一样你要怎么去把它合成一
and so how do we reconcile different cultures
你看主耶稣说
And we see the Lord Jesus says,
圣经说,
or the Bible says,
不分犹太人、希腊人在主耶稣里面都合一啊。
The Bible says, neither Jew nor Greek, all are one in Christ Jesus.
就是我们需要有主耶稣的爱在我们里面。
It means we must have the love of Christ in us.
主耶稣爱的我们都可以接受。
Whoever the Lord loves, we will be able to accept.
这个就是主的爱在我们里面。
This is the love of Christ in us.
但是如果我们来教会,
but if we come to church,
有一些人我很喜欢,
and we like a certain group of people,
有一些人我不喜欢,
and we don't like a certain other group
of people, 有一些人我很讨厌,
and we even hate another group of people.
这个是人世间的爱。
This is a secular or earthly kind of love.
这个不是主耶稣的爱。
This is not the love of Christ.
主耶稣的爱是接纳每一个人。
Because the love of Christ is accepting of all.
所以到底我里面有没有主的爱?
And so do we have the love of Christ in us?
我们有没有办法接纳每一个人?
Are we able to accept every single person?
这个很重要。
This is very critical.
只有我们能够接纳,这个教会才能合一。
Only when we can accept can this church be united as one?
如果我们不能接纳,
if we're unable to accept,
就是我们缺乏爱,
that means we're found lacking in love,
教会就不能合一,
then the church cannot be harmonious and united.
这样我们就很难得到神的喜欢,
then it will be hard to be found pleasing before God.
所以如果我们在教会没有办法接纳别人,
so if we cannot accept others in the church,
我们要检讨我们自己,
then we must re-examine ourselves.
不做隔能, 别人可能有缺点。
Perhaps the other person may have faults or weaknesses.
他可能有他的差异, 不同。
They may have their own differences.
但是基督都可以接纳。
Since Christ Jesus can accept them.
所以基督这个爱是伟大的。
And so the love of Christ is indeed very great.
有时候我常常看那个妈妈真的很伟大。
And sometimes I admire the greatness of mothers.
有的小孩子长得智能比较低。
Some children, they grow up with lower IQs.
或者有的小孩子这个发育不是很完全。
Or some children are underdeveloped.
那在人看起来啊, 这实在很不幸。
And so before people, this seems very unfortunate.
但是我们看每一个母亲跟爸爸对他这个小孩子的爱是加倍的。
But we see that mothers and fathers, they pour even more love into those children.
因为他知道这个小孩子在社会上可能是没有办法被人看得起眼的。
Because they know that their child may not be looked highly upon in society.
所以他怕到这个小孩子受到伤害，给他加倍的爱。
And so in order to protect him from harm, they provide them even more love.
这个就是父母的伟大。
This is the greatness of the parents.
所以如果我们在教会里面有选择性,
And so if we are selective in the church,
我们这个爱就不是基督的爱。
Then our love is not the love of Christ.
那这个选择性会使教会 没有办法合一。
And this kind of selectiveness will cause strife or will cause division in the church.
这个是神不喜欢的。
And this is something that is not pleasing to God.
所以我们看那个当时人怎么来判断耶稣。
And so let us see how people judged Jesus during the time.
我们来看 哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
后书。
2 Corinthians rather.
哥林多后书的 第五章,
2 Corinthians chapter 5,
18节,
chapter 5, verse 18.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人, 虽然凭着外貌认过基督, 如今却不再是这样认他了。
Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
哥林多后书第五章, 16节。
2 Corinthians 5, verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him, thus no longer.
这里说凭外貌, 英文叫 flesh, 他们是凭那个在认耶稣。
Here it says that at first they regarded Christ according to the flesh.
不是凭爱心的, 是凭外貌, 用眼睛看的。
Not through love, but they regarded him through the flesh or from what they see.
主耶稣很会讲道。
Jesus was very gifted at speaking and preaching.
他的爸爸是那个街头那个木匠。
But when they found that his father was the carpenter,
这些有身份的文士法利赛人就听不下去了。
The Pharisees and the scribes with status, they cannot bear to listen to him any longer.
这个叫做凭外貌。
This is to regard another through the flesh.
所以这些文士法利赛人有宗教的外貌, 但是没有宗教的本质。
And so these Pharisees and the scribes have a religious appearance, but not a religious substance.
宗教的本质是什么?
What is it to have substance in the religion?
就是神的爱。
And that is to have love of God.
不能够用外貌来断定的。
And they cannot judge another by the flesh or appearance.
主耶稣没有家庭美容。
That Jesus did not have a was not very good looking.
圣经说主耶稣很穷, 他放枕头的地方都没有。
And the Bible says that he was so poor that he had no place to lay his pillow.
主耶稣是无学的小民。
And
he
was an uneducated person.
那这样的一个人今天如果来教会坐在我们当中, 我们会理他吗?
If this kind of a person came to our church to sit among us, will we even regard that person?
如果我们会理他, 就是表示我们里面有神的爱。
If we do show regard to him, that means we do have the love of Christ in us.
如果我们不会理他, 就是表示我们的爱是人的爱。
And if we disregard him, that means our love is an earthly and worldly love.
所以我们要讨神喜欢, 要彼此相爱, 这个爱不是我们普通人情的爱。
And so to strive to please God, we must have love. This kind of love is not the usual love we have among people.
人情的爱是有选择的。
Because the love that we have among people is selective.
这个爱是主耶稣的爱。
But this love we're talking about is the love of Christ.
因此我们要 创造一个教会,
Therefore, in order for us to establish a church,
就是不管你在社会是什么人, 来到教会, 我们都能接纳。
So no matter what kind of a person you are in this society, when you come to church, we accept everyone.
那个这个教会才是真正基督的身体。
Then this kind of a church is truly the body of Christ.
这个教会才能够真的荣耀神。
And this church can truly glorify God's name.
如果我们一个教会, 让某一种人来到以后会有排斥, 没有办法能够融进来。
And if the church cannot accept a group of people,
我们不爱他, 人跟人是很敏感的, 他马上会感觉得到。
And if the people are sensitive and they begin to feel another's dislike towards them,
因为我们不能接纳他, 他就不能够融进来。
And because we're unable to accept them, they're unable to come into the body of Christ.
那融不进来, 他就走了。
And then since they're unable to come into the body of Christ, they depart and leave.
所以我们要用基督的爱彼此相爱, 这样神就会喜悦我们。
So we must use the love of Christ to love one another and therefore be found pleasing in the eyes of God.
然后我们祷告,
and then when we pray, the Lord will listen to our prayers. And our life will be filled with more of God's grace and blessings.
所以到底我有没有神的爱?
And so we ask ourselves, do we really have the love of Christ?
我有没有办法接纳教会的每一个人?
Are we able to accept every single person in our church?
这个就在讲我有没有神的爱。
And this is talking about if we have the love of God or not.
好,我们来看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第八节。
Philippians 1 verse 8. For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
腓立比是保罗传道第一间建立的教会。
The church in Philippia was the first.
在欧洲第一间教会。
It was the first church established by Paul in Europe.
那他在写腓立比书的时候，是他传道的末期。
And it was during the end of his ministry when he wrote the letter to the Philippians.
这个叫做在监牢写的书信。
And these are the letters written in imprisonment.
那保罗离开腓立比已经很久了一段时间。
And Paul had left the church in Philippi for a great while.
但是第八节,
But in verse 8,
我体会基督的心肠, 切切想念你的众人。
Says, I greatly long for you with all the affection of Jesus Christ.
所以虽然离开很久，保罗还是很想念腓立比。
So even though he departed from them for a while, he still longed for the believers there.
而且常常为他们祷告。
And he prayed for them often.
所以到底我们里面有没有爱？
So do we truly have the love of Christ in us?
我们自己可以想。
And we can think about this.
当我看到弟兄姐妹，我会不会觉得很高兴？
When I see my brothers and sisters, do I feel joyful inside?
如果我们看到弟兄姐妹,
If I see a brother or sister,
好像我们在这个shopping mall看到一群人, 一点感觉都没有。
The feeling we have towards them is just the same as if we saw some strangers in the shopping mall.
这个就表示我们缺乏爱。
Then that means we are lacking in the love of Christ.
因为当我们爱一个人, 你看到他会很高兴。
Because when we love someone, when we see them, we are happy.
所以, 你看你有时候你到学校里面去接小孩子。
And so when you look at in the school, when the parents go to pick up the children,
其实每一个小孩子都很可爱。
Actually, every child is adorable.
但是我们就没有感觉。
But oftentimes we don't have any feelings towards them.
但是你看到你自己的小孩子就很高兴。
But when you see your own child, you become very joyful and happy.
因为这个人是你所爱的。
Because this child is the one that you love.
今天如果神的爱在我们里面,
today, if the love of Christ is in us,
我们的弟兄姊妹都是神所爱的,
and all of our brothers and sisters are loved by God,
所以我们来到教会, 看到弟兄姊妹会很高兴。
So when we come to church and we see our brothers and sisters, we will of course be joyful.
这个表示我们里面有神的爱。
And this indicates that we have the love of Christ inside us.
那因为我们有爱啊, 所以 我们来到教会啊, 就会彼此互相打招呼, 彼此互相关心,
and,
因为这是我们所爱的。
And because of this love, when we see each other, we will greet each other and ask how the other person's doing, because this is the love of Christ that we have with each other.
那如果我们没有来, 我们会很想来教会。
And even if we can't make it to church, we will long to go there.
因为我们爱。
Because of love.
我们爱弟兄姐妹。
We love our brothers and sisters.
所以我们没有来会很想要来。
And so if we're unable to make it to church, we will have a longing to come.
所以一个人如果没有来教会都没有感觉。
So if a person does not come to church for a while and has no feeling or any sensitivity,
看到信徒都没有感觉。
And when they see another member, they have no feelings.
就是他里面没有基督的爱。
That means that person doesn't have the love of Christ inside him or her.
那一个人啊, 他里面没有基督的爱, 他跟基督是很远的, 关系是很远的。
If a person does not have the life of Christ in them, then their relationship with God is very far apart.
啊，因为神就是爱啊。
Because God is love.
当我们里面没有神的爱，我们可以说神住在我里面吗？
And so if we don't have the love of Christ, can we say that God dwells inside us?
当我们看到别人没有感觉，我们可以说我住在神的爱里面吗？
When we see another without any feelings or concern for them, can we say that the love of Christ is in us?
这是很难的。
And this is very difficult.
所以我们在弟兄姊妹彼此之间的互动，就是在表示我们跟神之间有没有爱。
And so our interactions with our brothers and sisters reflects upon our love with God.
所以我们要得到神的喜欢，就是要求神让用基督的爱借着圣灵充满在我们里面。
And so in order to be found, to strive to please God, we must ask the Lord to fill us with His love through the Holy Spirit.
这样啊，我们在生活中就会有很多的神的恩典，因为神喜悦我们。
And then we shall have much blessings in our life because we are found pleasing to Him.
我们看哥林多前书第七章。
And let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章第一节。
First Corinthians 8 verse 1. 8 verse 1. Now concerning these things offered to idols, we know that we have all knowledge. We all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
这里说，知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Here it says, knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
所以保罗在哥林多前书里面说，师父可以找到一万，但是为父的却不多。做老师的可以找到一万。
And so Paul says in 1 Corinthians that recording chapter 4, verse 15, he says that, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers.
Father, 这父亲就是有爱了。
And because the fathers have love.
所以到底我有没有爱心？
And so do I have the love of Christ?
我们大家都当过父母亲。
And we all, many of us are parents.
你就发现哦，因为小孩在那里，所以有时候你在看电视，你就很小心。
And many of us are parents, and we know that if our children are nearby, we'll be careful of what we watch on TV.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为你怕他受到影响。
Because we're afraid that they might be negatively influenced.
所以因为有一个小孩子，你的生活特别的谨慎。
And because of that child, you have been more mindful in your own lifestyle.
所以我们把那标准全部降低到跟小孩子一样。
And so we have changed our standard towards that of the child.
为什么？因为我们顾念我们的小孩子。
Why? Because we love and want to care for our child.
这个叫做爱心。
This is love.
所以我们在教会里面。
And so when we're in the church.
有时候虽然一些属灵的知识让我们成熟，所以我们可以做很多事情，我们自由去做。
Perhaps we may have some spiritual knowledge that makes us more mature and gives us more responsibilities in the working in the church.
但是当我们有爱心,
but when we have love,
我们发现很多事情虽然可以做, 但是我们不能做。
We will find that although there are many things that we can do, but we choose not to.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为有的信徒在主里面, 在灵里面好像小孩子。
Because there are the members that in the Lord that are still spiritually immature.
比方说聚会时间到了。
Now, for example, when a time of service is near.
我们知道很重要，我们要进来。
And we know that it's important that we come into the chapel.
有时候虽然讲到的人你觉得这个可能讲了我没有什么造就。
Sometimes you may feel that the speaker is not very edifying to you.
但是你还是要进来。
But you still come in.
为什么？
Why?
因为有的信徒他灵性像小孩子。
And because there are some members, their spirituality is that, like that of a child.
他看到做儿童教员的，做负责人的聚会打钟了，都还在那边聊天，他也不进来了。
And when they see that when the bell rings and the RE teachers and those who are who work in the church are still chatting in the hallways, they will be negatively affected.
那我们的自由就让他跌倒了。
And so our freedom in turn will cause them to fall.
所以当我们有爱心了。
And so when we have love,
我们在做每一件事情都要想对其他人有什么影响。
We will consider everything that we do to see if it will negatively impact another person.
自由也要牺牲。
And so sometimes we may have to sacrifice our liberty.
因为我们顾念我们所爱的弟兄姐妹。
Because we care for those brothers and sisters.
所以爱啊，绝对不是非常的肤浅，几十块钱给别人，这样就是一切的爱。
And so this love is not shallow and cannot be bought at some kind of price.
现在人经济大概也不需要人帮助了，大部分。
And nowadays, many people don't need that kind of a monetary help.
但是圣经告诉我们，爱心有实际上很多的表现。
But the Bible teaches us that there are many practical ways to show our love.
那如果我们活在爱里面，神就喜悦我们。
And if we live in the under the love of Christ, then God will be pleased with us.
那我们祈求，神就给我们。
And whatever we ask for, we will receive.
因为他喜悦我们。
Because we are found well pleasing to Him.
啊，唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
232首。
Let's rise and sing Him 232.